Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Joe Cocker bringing us back. Mad Dog Englishman, Joe Cocker. Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Anita Rosen is our guest, our good friend, one of our favorite people on the planet, the author of the e-commerce question and answer book, also e-learning 2.0. That's another book that she wrote. ReadyGo.com, right, Anita?
Yes, it is.
Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Well, I have an e-learning site. So e-learning is training on the web. And so it's a great way for you as a small business person to be able to provide training to your customers without having to train them.
Yeah.
You put together the information, create a course, put it on your website, and now people can train themselves.
Right. You know, Anita, and folks, look, whatever Anita has to say, you need to know. Please go to her site, find out what she's got going on. I promise you she will help you. She's been doing this for a long time, and just avail yourselves, get the free stuff, pay her for whatever she's got there that will help you. I promise you, you'll thank me later. Anita, some of the stuff, you and I have been doing this. We've been talking about it. We've been working on it. And we know how easy it is. But it's still, for some reason, it still seems to be like a mystery to Main Street small businesses.
The Main Street small businesses, what's their business? Their business isn't marketing.
But wait, Anita. What's more important? If I wake up and go to my Main Street business, what's more important? What in the world could possibly be more important than doing whatever I can do to get customers to come in the building today?
Exactly. My second part of that sentence was, you know, let's say you're the local grocer. Your business, you know, you're a small produce grocer in your town. You know, you consider produce to be your business. But, you know, let's say you have great cherries coming in this week. How do you notify people?
Mm-hmm.
If you know what's coming in this week and you start using tools like Facebook and Twitter and email and you find out, you know, let people at the register that they can fill out a little form and they check which box it is that they want to be notified by.
Right.
And you can then tell them if it's Facebook, they can then come to your website so you don't have to do anything. You
mm-hmm.
can just put it up there. Same thing with Twitter. You can just put it up there. And what you do is at the beginning of the week when you put together your list of what's coming in that week, you just do one more step. You go to Facebook, you go to Twitter, you go to wherever else your customers are and tell them.
If I were in the tire business, I would know how many miles all of my customers put on their cars. I'd be tracking when I thought the next ones were going to be running out of tread. I would be sending them a note saying, hey, sometime this month you should come in and let us check your tread and balance your tires. That's on us. But in the meantime, Mohawk's going to have a sale on their tires, and just in case it's time. I mean, that's called peace of mind for families.
Right.
And that's the kind of thing, folks. And this is easy to do. It's so easy to do. Even if you personally don't have time to do it, you should hire somebody to do it. I'll tell you, there are a lot of young people that right out of college, right out of high school, maybe even interns that you can hire. We've done this, that you can hire to do this.
Wait. The big mistake that people make when hiring these people is they assume they understand their business.
No. You can't turn your business over to
them. You put together the message.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I just want to make sure.
No.
You put together the message.
You
have them spend the time delivering it.
As you said to me a while ago, that was my next statement. because what I found out, you know, I've turned it over. I've turned my social media over to folks to help me get our content out. And I had to show them, all right, guys, This is the voice that we use here in this company. This is how we treat people, because they don't know that. It's not that they're doing something wrong. They just don't understand it. But you're right. You need to make sure that the voice that you talk to your customers with is your voice, the company's voice.
Right,
not,
and the message.
Not the 20-year-old's voice.
Right, right. So yeah, you can use that 20-year-old. They're the ones, you know, you can have some kid come in on Monday mornings, and that's what they do.
Yeah.
And they can set that up for the Facebook, email, Twitter, all of those have the ability that you can put it in at the beginning of the month or the beginning of the week, depending on how cyclical your business is. Mm-hmm. And then it goes out on a calendar basis.
Right.
But you need to set the voice. You can have someone else actually do it for you.
Yeah, that's right. But make sure, make sure it's representing the way when customers get it, it sounds like you. Hey, Anita, thanks again for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
My pleasure.
Anita Rosen, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, ReadyGo.com. Check out her website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.